This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. Gatwick Airport is planning a big expansion. It wants to upgrade an existing backup runway, allowing two runways to operate at the same time. Passenger numbers could double from current levels. Campaigners argue more flights would worsen noise and health issues for people in West Kent. There's also concern about the climate impact of more aircraft. Every time a flight to the Mediterranean lifts off, it's likely to generate around a tonne of greenhouse gas emissions per person. That's not far off the greenhouse gases generated by an average individual's consumption of food and all other goods for the whole year. I've been talking to Gatwick Airport's head of noise and airspace strategy, Andy Sinclair.
I mean, it's absolutely worth saying right from the start that there are no new flight paths required as a result of this project. There would initially, of course, be an increase in noise, but we've made a commitment as part of our planning proposal, which would mean 9 years after opening, the airport would be quieter than it was in 2019.
There are many people in West Kent who are concerned about aircraft noise. For some, it wakes them up in the middle of the night in summer when they've got their windows open.
During the night period in particular, there are current government restrictions that cap the number of night flights. We have never asked for more flights in the night period and don't intend to ask for more night flights in that period. So the increase in flights would be during the other part of the day. So if you like, the sort of just over 16 hours for the rest of the day. And we're also looking at some innovations around how the aircraft are flown in the night period. So we're expecting to introduce for a trial period a different type of flight profile for arrival aircraft, which we think will deliver benefits just in the night period by telling the pilot through a pre-planned flight profile the vertical profile of that aircraft. In essence, it stops pilots descending too low too early.
Let's look at climate issues, and many people think instinctively that it can't be possible for the UK to meet its net zero targets and at the same time increase the number of flights at Gatwick by 30%.
At the moment, aviation emissions are around 2% of all emissions. That's expected to increase over time as those proportions of emissions change. The part that Gatwick plays in that, Gatwick Airport, is through a programme called Our Decade of Change. And we've recently committed as part of that to achieve net zero at the airport by 2030. That's £250 million of capital investment to replace all of our vehicles over the next 6-7 years, all of the boilers, everything to do with air conditioning. There are things that the industry can do, whether it's sustainable aviation fuel, whether it's to do with hydrogen propulsion. But it's worth saying that that requires a significant amount of investment, which, of course, you know, we're up for that challenge. But it does require lots of government support.
The government seems sympathetic to the idea that aviation can become net zero emissions. But what if governments take a more precautionary approach in the future? Maybe they'll choke off demand by taxing aviation more. Many people say that aviation is under tax, given that aviation fuel doesn't face a tax, whereas cars do get taxed. If there is changes in taxation, if the demand doesn't appear that you're expecting, isn't it a big gamble for Gatwick to invest in new facilities?
I'm not sure it's a gamble to invest in new facilities, and I think it's worth balancing the picture we've just discussed with the economic benefits of this. It looks like it will create 14,000 new jobs across the region and up to £1 billion per annum in the regional economy.
Finally, there used to be direct rail services from Tunbridge to Gatwick Airport so that people weren't struggling to find a taxi to jam up further the M25. Are you looking at helping rail companies deliver more services to feed passengers into Gatwick?
I've heard before the feedback about Tunbridge. I know that you can do it by train, but you've got to make a change. I can say there are discussions between the airport and Network Rail in the next few months. There might be some more news about direct links between the airport and Tunbridge.
Andy Sinclair of Gatwick Airport. You can hear more of the arguments for and against more planes at Gatwick by listening to our podcast, West Kent Talking. There are now 11 editions of the West Kent Talking podcast, covering topics ranging from organic apple farming in West Kent to new developments at the National Trust's historic Item Moat property. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.